The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is partnering with the federal government to make getting around a little easier. Sydney Glace Bay MP Mike Kellaway was joined by CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark at the Twin City Pocket Park in Whitney Pier with a number of posters displaying new signs.
When you look behind me and you see these photos, the old saying is a picture can tell a thousand words. And if you look at Whitney Pier, you see "Welcome to the Pier, dear." That conjures up so many different things for me. It conjures up pride, resilience, who we are. And signage tells a story. Signage tells a story of who we are as a people. We have so much to offer in the CBRM in terms of tourism. Signage provides a pathway to that. Investments in signage, investments in things like bike racks and landscaping and things of that nature. It improves your community. You get a sense of pride in your community. So that's why I'm really glad to be here today. I'm always glad to be here in Whitney Pier to make an announcement on behalf of the federal government that we're investing $400,000 into the Wayfind signage program.
The Wayfinding Project is an initiative started by the municipality in an effort to improve signage and municipal services in communities across the CBRM, making it easier for both tourists and locals to navigate and discover what the area has to offer. Mayor Clark described more about the opportunities the project will bring to communities.
This has been a culmination of literally years of work and a desire to have better identity and wayfinding and pride of place and recognition of places such as this pocket park here. Everyone throughout the CBRM will have this shared opportunity. And today's announcement will also make sure that there's directions to these facilities, that we can not only welcome tourists off-island, but within our own community. These will all be identified and part of a network of signage, so it will be identified so that locals, when they have a staycation or driving around, can experience and see these hidden gems at times within their own community.
The new signs will have the ability to remove and change a banner at the bottom to allow community events to be advertised throughout the year. In addition to the investment from the federal government, the CBRM is investing $600,000 towards the project. Not only will the project create new signage for communities, it will also support the installation of digital kiosks, benches, bike racks, landscaping, and trash cans to more high-traffic areas. Following the announcement, Clark shared his excitement for the opportunities the project will bring.
Look, it's a long time coming, and it's going to be a great thing because it's going to have long-term value and benefit, not only to visitors, but to residents and people to have pride of place and to recognize that every place will have consistency of approach, not only in wayfinding signage, identifying key areas and places. It's also going to mean we're going to be programming our downtowns throughout the CBRM, adding much-needed waste cans and receptacles, making sure that we have more seating, more banners, more flags, just things that will be for civic pride, but also carried throughout every community. So it'll be consistent. So that's not going to be one community thinking that another community has a brand that they don't. It will be a CBRM-wide brand, and I think it's going to be very helpful and very healthy. And also, we're doing this to help with civic pride to clean up our community, too.
He spoke more about the interchangeable banners the new signs will have.
Every community that has a significant event or activity, in some of these cases, if you're in a rural area like Boysdale, it may be what goes on at the community hall, fire hall, and they'll be able to put their signature event on. Just like Whitney Pier with the Caribbean Festival, it'll be something that is a major event that happens once a year. But events, festivals, it will be a way to showcase, but also to highlight the activities and the vibrancy of communities. And I think citizens just like to see their own community recognize the good happening within it too.
Mike Kellaway says that despite the federal government's involvement, it's a community announcement.
Yeah, the federal government funds 400,000 of it, but really it's the community coming together to say, look, here's what we need as a municipality. We need better signage, more landscaping, more beautification projects, because there is a resurgence in many communities in Cape Breton and the CBRM. I take North Sydney, for example. There's new businesses popping up in the north side, especially on the downtown core. We need to be able to utilize signage and beautification projects to drive people down and spend some more time in the downtown core.
The announcement was attended by Tom Urbaniak, president of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society, which operates out of the Whitney Pier Polish Hall next to the Pocket Park. He shared his reaction to the new opportunities the signage could bring to community groups.
This is, I think, very positive for the region. I think it will benefit quite a few organizations. Many organizations have stewardship over places and spaces, just like the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society does, and just like this site, the Twin City Pocket Park. And then, of course, all of the organizations and all of the volunteers who work so hard to put on not just signature events, but very vibrant community events. In the scheme of things, a relatively modest investment, once implemented, and I hope it's implemented very soon, there will be benefits felt by dozens, maybe hundreds of organizations in the region.
With the investments announced, the CBRM will now get to work on the project. They say the new signage is expected to start appearing next spring. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.